This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 9th. God's word to you today is in person. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1, verse 14, from the Good News Translation, and it says, "The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son." If you have a good relationship with the truth, you are righteous. If you have a right standing with God, you are righteous. Knowing the truth is not necessarily about being right and proving that others are wrong. You can know the truth and be wrong, but you will still know the truth. When he says, "You will know the truth and the truth will set you free," Jesus is the Word, and you have to know the Word. But what Jesus was referring to here is not the letter of the Word. He was talking about the person of the Word. This Word that we have touched, handled, seen with our eyes, and related with, like John would say. So knowing the truth would no longer mean knowing the answer, but rather knowing Christ Jesus as a person. What does it mean to know him? Knowing Jesus means to recognize him, to receive him, and to obtain the rights. John 1 verse 16 to 17 says, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." The law is not necessarily bad, obviously. In fact, the Bible says the law is good and perfect. But John is saying something unimaginably better is granted to us by the same God, and that is grace and truth. In the Old Testament, they related with God through the law. In the New Testament, we relate with God through grace and truth, through Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they need to be aligned with the law. We need to be in sync with Christ. They needed to do what the law says. We need to do what Christ says, grace and truth. John 1 verses 1 to 5 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. John expanded on the concept of life and light further, and he introduces the concept of grace and truth. Is there a connection between light and light and grace and truth? This is my conclusion. Grace brings life, and truth brings light, and that light overcomes darkness. You need to let this truth sink into your very core. Grace brings life, and truth brings light, and that light overcomes darkness, not the other way around. John was called the Apostle of Christology, and we have begun to see why. He was focused on Christ himself, and as a result, when you examine the work of John, you will see Jesus glorified. The book of John is loaded with depth, and the objective of our study is to whet your appetite and draw you into deeper study. I encourage you to commit to studying the Bible for yourself and telling others about this Jesus. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus, please open your heart to him so that you will know the person of the truth, the righteousness of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, draw me into a deeper walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.